What started out as local spring floods 3 days ago are now a major cause for concern around the country. Many towns and villages in Moravia, that's the eastern part of the Czech Republic, are underwater. In the southern town of Znojmo, 10,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. The floods have already claimed 4 lives, and meteorologists warn that the situation may worsen because of continuing rain. Daniela Lazara has been following developments. So, Daniela, what did the night hours bring, and what is the situation at present?
Well, as you said, Rob, the floods have now paralysed many parts of the country in the north, the south and most of all the east. It's been a sleepless third night for literally tens of thousands of people as water levels in the River Elbe, the Dyje, Morava and Vltava rose still further. The army and firemen have been working around the clock, but the floodwater has proved difficult to contain in many areas. Just to give you an idea, in Moravia, the Dyje River, a Danube tributary, is now surging at 30 times its normal level, which made the Vranov Dam overflow, and a huge mass of water simply spread out into the region. So in places where people were pumping water from their cellars just 24 hours ago, there are now rescue teams moving around the town in boats. Most people have obeyed evacuation orders, but there are some who refuse to leave their homes, and indeed, one of the victims was a man who died of a heart attack as he was trying to save more belongings from his flooded house.
Right. Well, there are now thousands of firemen, soldiers and emergency crews out in the field. But are there enough emergency shelters and aid for the people who've been forced to leave their homes?
Well, certainly there are. For those who agree to leave their homes, there are emergency shelters prepared. There are crisis committees working permanently in all the affected parts of the country. And with the help of the local police and firemen, they have been evacuating people, hospitals and old age homes, even in the night hours. We spoke earlier to Petr Gandalovic, the mayor of Ústí nad Labem, north of Prague, where the army helped to evacuate part of the town after the swollen Elbe River burst through a flood protection barrier.
Well, I must say that the situation in Ústí is critical. We had to evacuate about 200 people from the right bank of the River Elbe. Unfortunately, the man-made barrier, which we have been working on through all 3 days, broke down recently, and the entire part of this city has been flooded. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, and everybody got evacuated.
That was the mayor of Ústí nad Labem, Petr Gandalovic, and since I spoke to him, reports say that they've had to evacuate another 100 people from Ústí. The Prime Minister cut short his working visit to Egypt last night to attend a late-night emergency cabinet session at which ministers approved 380 million crowns in emergency aid to the regions. Part of this should go to cover emergency supplies. The rest will be used later for reconstruction work, restoring infrastructure and other facilities. And individuals can ask for emergency loans to the tune of 20,000 crowns.
We haven't mentioned Prague. What's the situation here in the Czech capital?
Well, as we speak, it is good, primarily because the water level is not dangerously high at this point, and secondly, because Prague has erected flood protection barriers at all the critical spots. Prague is certainly better prepared than it was in the devastating floods in 2002. But having said that, the weather reports we've been getting are not good. More rain is expected in the coming days and for most of next week, in fact, in which case the situation could become critical in Prague as well. So it all depends on the weather in the coming hours and days.
Right, Daniela, thank you very much. And stay tuned to Radio Prague for the latest information on these floods.